Digital Reader. On the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
The Sportscast, August 3rd, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, you can look us up and follow us on X, at the Sportscast One, and Instagram, the Sportscast One, and check our app, the Sportscast for iOS. The World Cup is over and is back into business. The NFL preseason training has begun. The preseason begins this week. And join us all the way from Northeast Ohio. It's been a while. Dan Madden, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Yeah, good to be here. Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. How was your offseason? Past couple of months.
Really good. Yeah, I had a couple nice trips. Took the family up to South Dakota, did all the hills and the Mount Rushmore. That was nice. And then went on a Disney cruise in Daytona Beach here a couple weeks ago. So very nice.
Nice. How is the Disney cruises? You see Mickey Mouse walking around and all.
Oh yeah, it's the perfect way to see Disney without the hot weather, crazy hot, and you know the long lines. All the characters come out, and the kids just absolutely loved it. So it was fun.
That's definitely a treat for the family. All right, let's begin. A lot going on in the off season, but let's first start with this topic here. Deshaun Watson or Shador Sanders, Cleveland Browns quarterback. Who would it be, Dan? Because we knew that Todd Monken was saying that he'll decide the starting quarterback back in June at the start of minicamp, but he's going to hold it off a bit. I think we might know by this week.
It could be. I mean, it early signs. I mean, I looked at the numbers, and Watson's got a little bit of interceptions going on. Shador's numbers seem to be a little better. But, I mean, honestly, I think that Haslam, I mean, if it's close, you got to go with who you gave all this money to one last year, roll him out there. I hate to see it. I'd rather them try with Shador. But I think Haslam's desperately trying to save his name and face because he spent all this money. People are like, you know, what is this guy? Does he know what he's doing? So I think part of him is like, yeah, let me try one last hope that maybe he could turn it around and make him feel better about himself. But we'll see.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson's contract with the Browns, just a reminder, $230 million fully guaranteed, with an average annual salary of $46 million. So there is a lot of money on the line. Don't know if Deion Sanders going to the Browns camp helps out Shador's case.
Well, you knew it would happen. I mean, that's Deion for you. But, you know, hopefully we know sooner rather than later. I hate for this to drag out through camp and everything. So you got to make a decision.
Quite something. A lot to go forward to. You got some options there for the Browns. Their first game in preseason is next week, August 15th, against the Bears. So we'll see what happens there. Speaking about Haslam, you brought him up. He says, I take the over on five wins for the Browns, Dan. Is that what you like? You're picking as well?
I mean, what they did in the offseason, I mean, they definitely got better. I mean, I think that the offense should be a lot better. It's just who's going to throw these guys the ball. I mean, they got a lot of weapons on the outside. They got a reshaped offensive line. So, I mean, I would take the over. We're going to know. I mean, their first few games are brutal. So if they could get past those games, I mean, I would definitely take the over. But you're going to know early on what it's going to look like because their first few games are tough.
Yeah, and to see that schedule here, they're going to play Jacksonville Jaguars in week one. And then they got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the rematch of the Baker Mayfield, which he's kind of a little bit upset with that because
exactly.
he wants a good contract and a contract extension, even though they offered him $50 million. Then they got the Panthers, Carolina. They did improve this this past season. Then the almighty Steelers with Aaron Rodgers back, new coaching, Mike McCarthy. Then you got the Jets and the Ravens. But the first couple of games, not totally hard, Dan.
No, I mean, like I said, I mean, I think that Jacksonville game is going to be a tough one. I think the Panthers are improved. I think they're going to be a lot better. But they're definitely probably winnable games.
Definitely winnable games. We'll see what happens. What do you think about that Steeler game? You think that's going to be a winnable new coach, old man Aaron Rodgers?
I think it's definitely winnable. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We'll see if it's the same old Steelers or if they're going to open things up a little bit.
Well, to keep things more positive, Pittsburgh has had trouble winning in Cleveland. So,
correct.
In the past couple of years, at least.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens. Not totally cold in October 1st in Cleveland, right?
It shouldn't be. It should be decent weather.
We'll find out. All right. Some off-season extensions. We'll see if you approve this, Dan. Highest defensive back paid, Browns, Denzel Ward agreed to a 2-year, $62.2 million extension. Dan, do you approve this?
Well, it's a bit of a stretch. I mean, I feel like he got burnt a lot. I mean, he, you know, but I just feel like they needed to do this, you know, with Miles leaving. So, I mean, I think it's a bit of a stretch for that kind of money.
Yeah, Denzel Ward, a key figure for this Browns defense. Now that Todd Monken's out of the picture, do you think this defense will still excel?
Oh, you mean with Schwartz being out?
Jimmy Schwartz. Sorry.
It'll be interesting to see what type of scheme they run, but you know, time will tell. I would have liked him to stay, but obviously that after losing the head coaching job, that wasn't going to be possible. So we'll see what type of scheme they're going to be running and if they're going to be blitzing more or not.
Yeah, now with no Myles Garrett, so. It's going to be it should be completely different. It definitely lost a little bit of the uptick now that he's with the Los Angeles Rams. Another one, standout safety, Grandel Pitt, have agreed to a terms on 3-year extension worth $48 million, $35 million guaranteed. Dan, what do you think about this extension?
You know, he's a good player on the back end. He's definitely proved he was playing for a contract. I feel like he had a pretty good year last year, so I'm happy with that decision.
Quite something. He had one interception in 2025, interception yards 25. So we'll see what happens with this extension. Former Brown center Ethan Postage went to the Ravens in the same division. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, it seems like the Browns have been doing a lot of dealings with the Ravens. You know, we get their coach and, you know, it's so, but no, I mean, good for him. I mean, he battled some injuries last year, so hopefully, you know, he can turn around with the Ravens.
Yeah, and that team is going with a new coach and everything. So we'll see what happens. Some more Browns news. Longtime Browns guard Joel Bitonio retires after 12 seasons, Dan. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, you kind of expected that to happen. Just a great player, and he did a lot for the Browns, and, you know, wish him best of luck in retirement.
Only played for the Browns. Interesting.
Yeah.
Good for him. Was part of the Nevada football back in college, so.
Well, I don't know how good it is if you ain't winning any games with the Browns. So,
you seen the worst in the last. When was that? Those years that you guys didn't like win a game or something.
Oh yeah, there was like a couple years. It was like 0-16 and like 1-15.
And then you won your first game, one of the first games of the season. I remember that. So, we'll see what happens. But you know, after the 26th draft, you guys picked up 11 picks for 2027. Is that something that will put pressure on these two quarterbacks this season?
Oh, I think so. I mean, I think for sure. I mean, you know, they're the Browns, so they're definitely going to get a quarterback next year. No question. So you have 11 picks. That's one or two is definitely going to be picked next year. But I mean, I guess if somebody solidifies themselves to be the guy, then, you know, you might not need a quarterback early on, but we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know. I'm done with, I really don't want to see Deshaun. I'd rather roll with Shador. So
what have you heard about Gabriel? You think they'll get, like, he'll get traded eventually, or you think he's going to stay?
Yeah, I would think so.
And you got Taylor Green. I think he just got drafted, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I remember that. That, I mean, they draft the quarterback every year, it feels like.
Yeah, one or two, easy.
So I don't know if this guy might go up in the rankings, but we'll find out. Or could get cut, but I kind of doubt it. Another Texans-Browns move, Jadeveon Clowney, who played for the Browns, is reuniting with the Texans where he first got drafted.
Yeah, I had heard a couple days ago that maybe he, you know, was going to be back with the Browns, but that obviously that didn't happen. So you can go to the Browns, the South, the Texans. So
the Cleveland Texans. He was drafted in 2014. He did go to the Browns this offseason to negotiate, and that didn't happen. He's been around the NFL quite a lot. Obviously the Texans, then he went to Seattle, then Tennessee, then the Browns for a season, then to the Ravens, which we talked about it before, the Panthers, and then back. Then after the Panthers, went to the Dallas Cowboys, and now with the Texans. So, I mean, I'm sure he might be playing for this last couple of seasons left.
Right, yeah, exactly, yeah.
So, quite something. Well, there you have it. How many wins do you think the Browns will get? I know we talked about a couple of segments, but
maybe 9.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That could be getting into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So we'll find out what happens. All right. We'll get into the commercial break, and we'll talk about baseball and some NBA.
In the rhythm of life, every tick of the clock holds a story. But how do we make every moment count? Meet Start Time, the simplest way to log, track, and optimize your time right at your fingertips. Start Time is designed for simplicity. With just a tap, begin logging any activity. And when you're done, hit stop. It's that easy. Wherever you are, Start Time knows. Our location detection feature automatically tags your logs, giving context to every second spent. Keep your day in perspective with a log tab. Every task, every moment, neatly organized and easy to review. Log, track, and optimize your time with a tap. Ready to make every moment count? Start with Start Time. Available now for iOS.
Start Time, you can download it for the iOS App Store. All right, let's go to the NBA news. LeBron James played his last season with the Lakers. People thought that he would retire, but no. He came down to three teams. First was the Miami Heat, Cleveland Cavaliers, of course, where he first got drafted, and the 76ers. He decided to go to the 76ers instead. But he did, like, the only team that he met with was Cleveland. Dan, what are your thoughts over this news? He's going to Philly instead of Cleveland or Miami.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked by it. I mean, he broke the fans of Northeast heart once again. I mean, I was kind of skeptical. I was torn on whether I wanted him or not. I mean, I think the current Cavs roster is pretty strong, the chemistry of everything. But obviously, you're disappointed. You like him to see it run it back, but I was kind of shocked. I mean, you didn't really hear too much of the rumblings of the Sixers. It seemed to be Golden State. the Cavs in Miami, and then the 76ers just came out of nowhere. And you just wonder if Embiid and those guys kind of had a meeting with them or FaceTime or whatever. Hey, let's do this. But total shocker. And I heard he's going to still live in New York and take a helicopter, which is like $350,000 to go play there. So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And he took a big pay cut. He was making $53 million last year with the Lakers. Now he's making $8 million for this 2 years, $4 million for one season. So quite a pickup. But, yeah, he's going to take a chopper every day to practice from New York to Philadelphia and then back. So he has money to spend. But, you know, this might be a good move, I think, you know, with Cleveland's roster, with James Harden still in limbo, but Donovan Mitchell – I think Philadelphia was an okay spot. They got Jaylen Brown, Tyrese Maxey. Joel Embiid's there, but you know how it is. He's hurt
the
season. But do you think – would you put the 76ers as contenders?
I think it's going to take them a while to gel for sure. I mean, I don't see – I mean, we've seen this before with LeBron. I mean, it took a while at the Lakers. You know, so I don't think it's going to be an immediate, like, chemistry.
And the
like,
Heat, too.
Yeah, exactly. For so, seasons. I mean, this guy's got maybe 2 years left, and I mean, it might not even gel in at year one. So, essentially, it could just be a one-year wonder next year. You know, I don't know how good this team's going to be this year.
Dan, let's go back to Cleveland, say basketball here, of course. What happened to that Knicks series? I know we talked about it a couple of months ago, but reflecting back, what do you think happened? Do you think the roster? Do you think it's just James Harden? But do you think this Cavs team that's coming up can take over the East and beat the Knicks?
Yeah, I mean, it's just – Harden kind of showed himself. I mean, the playoff Harden, I mean, he just really was non-existent in that series. I mean, a ton of turnovers and just really was non-existent. And physicality, I mean, that's something that we've been talking about for 2 years with the Cavs. They just don't have it with the physicality with Allen and Mobley. I mean, they get pushed around a lot. They just can't compete physically with the New York Knicks. And I say it every year. I mean, they got to hit the weight room or, you know, Mobley comes back the same size every year. Yeah, you got better, but they just need to beef up a little bit more. I like the move. Wade was kind of non-existent in that series too. I'm kind of glad they got rid of him. So, I mean, we'll see with Harden. I mean, obviously now LeBron's not signed. Come to them. I think they're going to try to get Harden to stay. But, I mean, the window is shrinking with the Cavs. I mean, because they had the window with the Pacers being banged up, and they're going to be back. The Knicks are back. Everyone's getting better. And the Celtics are going to be back.
They're back. Jason Tatum's healthy now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, your window was last year, and it's just getting smaller.
You think that series came down in game one when you guys were up by 20 points?
And I mean, how do you come back from that? I mean, I kind of knew it was over. I mean, you think you got it won, and you just let that go. And it's hard to come back your morale after that happened.
You know, it's interesting because the Knicks, I think, did that for the rest of the series with the Cavs, but they also did it with the Spurs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They showed up till like the fourth quarter, or Brunson would joke around like 9 o'clock.
So,
we'll see what happens. The Knicks took the advantage of the opportunity. I didn't see the Knicks winning that series at all.
No.
Like, I thought the Spurs might have had a chance, but not at all at the end of the day. Well, they did not get LeBron, but they got former lottery pick Mario Hezonja. He agrees to a one-year deal. I have not ever heard of this guy. No. What have you heard about him, Dan?
No, I haven't heard much about him either. So, I mean, hopefully, I guess this is the consolation prize for LeBron loss. So, we'll see. I mean, one-year deal. I mean, former lottery pick. So, hopefully, he can give them a little depth. And help
them get better. he's older. He's a veteran player, 31 years old. Played for Real Madrid last year, actually for the past four seasons. He was picked by the Magic in 2015. They played for the Knicks for one season, then Trailblazers, but then back to Europe. So I don't know if he's like a Tony Kukoc type of player.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I don't know if the Cavs are going to do any other moves because they lost a couple guys. They lost Wade. Ellis is gone. And I think there's one other. So, I mean, I don't know if they're going to add anyone else or just go. You know, they had some guys that weren't really getting the minutes like I thought they should. I mean, Tyson was non-existent in that Knicks series. I mean, he was a stud during the regular season. I like to see him get more minutes. I like to see Porter get some more minutes at the guard spot. So unless they're just going to roll with these guys that maybe weren't getting the minutes down the stretch, in such as Tyson Bryant was strong in the center spot. So maybe they're going to go with a lot of these other guys.
Yeah. What about, I guess, Jared Allen's coming back.
Sure. Yeah, Allen, Schroeder's back probably.
Now, there was other criticism from the other sportscast shows about the Cleveland Cavaliers coach not calling him like
timeout. Yeah, I know.
On time. Yeah. Do you agree with that? Like, you think he should have done better with that?
I do. I mean, there's really no excuse. I mean, when team's going on a run like that, you need to do anything to try to slow it down. And sure. I mean, you see it all the time. I mean, you expect they go on a run out, they're going to call a timeout. You know, you kind of know that they're going to do it, but he didn't do it.
Which is different from football, right? Like, yeah. You don't call timeouts if the other team scored two touchdowns. I think they do a timeout if they need to, you know, try to change the strategy call. Okay, let's do this, you know, play. Let's run the ball instead of throwing it, or let's throw the ball, or let's change this player out. But in the NBA, it's completely different.
Yeah.
Timeouts are usually, you do for strategy as well, but if you're down like 10-0 or like that team's going 10-0
right.
run, supposed to calm down, call timeout, call the team, hey guys, this is what we're doing. Let's change it up, you know, which happens in the World Cup. They had some like hydration breaks, and after each hydration break, one of the teams changed and it makes a difference. So, but we'll see what happens. That Cleveland coach, I like him. I know the other commentators are saying, I'll get rid of him. But no, he actually changed his Cleveland squad a lot. Like, got to the playoffs, got Donovan Mitchell. So I think he's a keeper, but he needs to work better on the strategy a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Anyways, this guy's a keeper. Donovan Mitchell reaches a 4-year deal with the Cavs. He is the face of this team, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. I mean, I was happy that they got that deal done. I mean, he really probably could have went anywhere, and he likes Cleveland, and I think he likes this squad. So, yeah, he's definitely the face of the franchise. I mean, he was a little non-existent, too, to a degree in that Knicks game as well. He wasn't, you know, clicking real well. So, hopefully he can get this team to the next level.
Because you guys were dealing with Detroit the previous series. You guys went to having games. You think that affected you guys?
It could. I mean, that was a physical game as well, so a emotional series. So, and they're going to be back too. I mean, the East is tough.
They were number one, Detroit.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and you guys beat them, but it was brutal. So, a Midwest series is never easy. But who knows? Knicks, they swept Philadelphia 76ers. So. They had like a week or a week and a half break, I think.
Right.
So that probably helped out. You think those breaks could be good, but also could be bad because you can come back rusty.
Rusty, yeah, exactly.
So, and that could affect that game one situation. All right, Harden declines $42.3 million option, working on a new deal with the Cavs. Do you really want him back? I mean, I know you guys don't have any other options, but is he, I mean.
Honestly, I really don't. I mean, I didn't really like the trade to begin with. I mean,
I didn't like it either.
Trading Garland, a young
Garland
guy,
was a better, choice. I thought.
You know, you get this guy who doesn't show up in the playoffs. He's older, and he really gave Garland away. So I don't know. I mean, I kind of like some of these younger guys. Tyson, I think, is a stud, and Porter, I think, is very good too. So I would take those two.
Yeah,
it's so hard.
quite something. Now, with Toronto getting Kawhi, Dan, do you think Toronto would be a good team still? Will be contenders?
I think so. I think they're going to be good too.
Yeah. I think the East is getting a little bit better. Don't think they're the best conference still. I think the Western Conference is dominated by San Antonio and OKC.
Yeah, right.
Minnesota got Melo Ball. He's going to be helping out. The Warriors. I've been hearing Curry trade, but then the rumors of Steph Curry going to Boston is not going to happen. But, like, the Warriors haven't done anything this offseason.
No, they really haven't. No.
I don't know.
Can't imagine Steph being okay with that.
I don't. It's tough to leave because they kept Steve Kerr on for Curry, pretty much, because they don't want to have a new coach, new system. But I don't see the Warriors winning it, like, again, with this regime at least.
No,
I mean, there'll be a new generation in a couple years, but not this time around. So we'll see what happens. Heat with Giannis going to Miami. Dan, do you think that will push Miami deeper in the playoffs? What do you think?
It could. I mean, it doesn't hurt. I mean, they definitely got better.
It'll help.
Yeah.
They got Joey Porter too.
Yeah. So I mean, it could get interesting down in South Beach for sure.
For sure. You know, it's funny. I was telling Victor this past week, it's like, I can't wait for April. Because for me, I know, in my opinion, the NBA starts in April. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. When the playoffs begin.
Right.
And that's when, you know, most of these players go full 100%. You know, throughout the season, yeah, there could be some good games. I know you watch Cleveland Cavaliers throughout the season. Right. I know that. But I can't wait for April. I think, I know football season's right in between. Football season will be better. But I can't wait.
Yeah, no, it'll definitely be some good entertainment down the stretch.
Damage. Well, anyways, that is our recap of the NFL training camp, NBA offseason going on. By the way, I have never asked you, did you watch the World Cup a bit or not much?
Well, my son's really into soccer. He's actually going to be a little a pretty good soccer player himself. He loves it, but he was really disappointed. He's really into Argentina. He's got the jersey, so he was really sad when they lost that. You know, big Messi fan. So
it's funny with Argentina. Either people like love him or they hate him, but I have a lot of respect with Lionel Messi, one of the greatest players that ever played. Probably won't play again in the World Cup, but it was good to see him going into that run. So, Dan, tell us about your urine business and your funeral accounts going on. I heard it's going. You are making some views.
Yeah, man, it's really exploded here this summer. I mean, I got 100,000 followers on TikTok and almost as much on Instagram. Shipping urns around the world. I mean, actually, I don't know if you could see it, but someone I collabed with somebody
that's linking
out a Los Angeles Dodgers.
That'd be a good market, Dan.
Yeah. So I'm debating on whether to do with that. She kind of gifted it. You know, I sent her the urn. I didn't know if I should do a giveaway or sell it. But so I mean, I'm doing custom orders, just everything. It's completely taken off. So.
And you go to the website is
fashurns.com. Fashurns.com. And we got a bunch of different exclusive leopard print, or you could customize anything. Like people, I did a PlayStation controller urn that'll be shipping out this next week. Gosh. Like if people want custom stuff. So
that's pretty cool. And they go to fashurns.com. We'll leave a link in the description. What is your TikToks and your Instagram?
Yeah, Dan the Funeral Man. So
that's it. And
relatable content. Yeah.
Yes, and you were featured on the Business Journal this past couple of months, was it?
The Business Journal locally. Mm-hmm. I was in the New York Post.
Right, New York Post.
So I'm getting Australia news and the news magazine in Australia. So it's kind of going global, the story. So.
You can't go wrong. What's the question you always get about inside the funeral business?
So what people ask me is, you know, do people, dead bodies sit up? That's people, it's like a myth.
Really?
No, they don't. So
Interesting. And people does think it
like Twitch or like, I haven't really seen that.
I got a question recently, and someone did ask me. Now, when you go to this funeral vigil and the casket's open, does it smell the body? Like, I don't think so, because they clean it out, right? They clean out the organs and everything. And
yeah, I mean, they typically no. I mean, the organs would be intact, but I mean, there really wouldn't be any smell unless
right.
someone had been deceased for a couple of days. But there's things that we could do, deodorizers and things. But normally, it's the casket would not smell.
That's what I figured. Yeah, someone's asking me about that, and I was like, I don't think so. Let me ask Dan next time I see him at the Sportscast. So, anyways, you can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on Instagram and X. We'll be looking at the preseason. I think is the NFL preseason is important to look at what players are available, what could possibly be an important figure. There's probably been stories of players that they were not in the radar, but they had a good preseason and they make the cut, because there is going to be roster cuts, right, Dan? You know, you got to see who you have, and then you put players on the practice squad if they don't make it, and so on and so on. So we'll see what happens. We'll see the Browns who they decide. Todd Monken, so far, you like him or?
I do. I think he's kind of changing the culture. Culture needed change, so I'm happy with what I'm seeing so far.
And do you want to see Atlanta lose?
Yeah. It'll be Cleveland fashion if they like went to the Super Bowl or something.
It could happen. They got two of us, so I wouldn't be too worried about that.
Yeah, but it's true.
Anyways, Dan, thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
And another one of the books. This was your update.